Hey, drivers, let's talk ELDs. In fact, let's bring on right now James McCarthy from Video Road Log from Continental. And, James, thanks for being here.
Good evening. It's good to be here.
Let's talk about what's going on with the marketplace right now in terms of ELDs. We learned, I guess, a while back that there were going to be a lot of these smartphone or maybe tablet-based ELDs. What's happened over the last few months? What are the drivers, the users of those types of ELDs experiencing?
Yeah, so, I mean, Eric, coming to the marketplace, the cell phone-based bring-your-own devices were really the hot item as December clicked in and people started to scramble. They were the cheap, easy alternative to buying a big proprietary system or a standalone system. Now that we've got some months under our belt and everybody's kind of easing into and understanding more about ELDs, we're getting a lot of customers calling, and we're gaining a lot of customers with just frustration in the marketplace for that style.
Mm.
So, you know, we've noticed that the Bluetooth connections just aren't working right. There's a lot of misunderstanding when you're not directly connected into the vehicle, when you're relying on that Bluetooth connection. If anybody has ever tried to pair one of those speakers, usually you're getting intermittent sound, depending on what's going on. If you've got multiple things going on in the truck, again, you've got that opportunity to really confuse the Bluetooth. And anytime you've got that misconnection, that's unassigned driving time because it basically unhooks from the device. So we've had a lot of customers calling us asking how our system works, and it absolutely shocked us.
Yeah.
You know, when we looked at the market, we looked at developing our device to really be focused as another instrument in the cab. So just like you've got your tach and your speedo, you know, we wanted this to be another gauge that you could reference, and it would be part of your scan, and you would know how many hours you have left driving, and it would be hardlined into your truck, and it would just become another piece of your truck. And, you know, we're thankful that we kept the straight and narrow and kept on that tact, because it seems like some of the alternatives just aren't dialed in.
Let's go back to April 1st, enforcement deadlines. Since April 1st, what kind of feedback are you guys getting from the Video Road Log users, and what are they experiencing? What are the officers on the other side of that door experiencing? What are you hearing?
Well, I think, you know, April 1st, we all knew we'd see an uptick in activity. You know, state by state, we're getting different reports. Some states are still trying to figure out how to enforce this, how to use the tools they were given. Other states are really dialed in and going after people who don't have ELDs. We definitely got an uptick in phone calls into our tech support line, looking for more information on how to complete a roadside inspection. We've gotten a lot of calls from our device where we've got roadside situations where DOT might not fully understand what they're looking at. We've actually gotten calls from the counter where we've had DOT stops and they've called us and said, I just went through a DOT stop. They saw I had this thing. It was hard mounted in the vehicle, and they basically waved me through. We've also had devices that have gone through the full gamut, where they want the Bluetooth transfer and they really comb through the logs. So, you know, again, we're hearing a lot from other manufacturers, customers that things aren't going so smoothly, you know, and you know, DOT has a lot to compete with. I think the list right now is upwards of 300 registered devices on the ELD list. So, you know, it's really a roll of the dice every time they knock on a cab door as to what they're going to get. You know, we've got all the information. We've got a card that's given out to the officer. We've got an in-cab guy that fully walks through all the different ways you can do a roadside inspection. Our device also has an integrated printer. If you get into a situation where a visual inspection is necessary, because DOT doesn't have the tools to do a data transfer or collect the logs in any other way, instead of having that officer come up in the cab and do a visual inspection on a tablet or a phone or a device, our unit will actually print out the last 7 days that you can hand down to the officer and keep him comfortably outside your truck. Wow. So, again, we're hearing a lot, you know, there's a big education gap out there right now. So, you know, my advice to drivers, whatever system you're running, you know, educate yourselves to how to do a roadside inspection, because that's what DOT is looking for. If you can successfully walk them through your device and what you've done and kind of help them a little bit, the faster you'll be back in the road. So, again, we think with RoadLog, we've got it dialed in with having all four methods and the printer. But, yeah, to drivers, definitely, if you haven't sat in your bunk and read through how to do a roadside inspection, I would definitely recommend that, especially if you haven't gotten pulled over yet.
We understand the customer service and tech support on some of the ELD devices right now is really not up to speed. Can you tell us what kind of feedback overall in the marketplace that we're hearing, and what would be the difference with Video RoadLog? What would if a driver wants to switch to Video RoadLog? Tell us about your customer support and your tech support.
Yeah, Eric, I mean, this is, I think, the biggest surprise in the industry. You know, we designed our device from the ground up with 30 years of experience in tachograph, telematic background. You know, we are a major OEM supplier. We're a tier one supplier. We've got boat tons of knowledge on trucks, and we thought we were building a device from the ground up that would be easy to use and people would be able to integrate it into their truck and have it just forget about it. And, you know, we have made a very easy to use device, and we found that we got overwhelmed. After December clicked in, and everybody was fast and furious to consume information and really get these things up and running, we found that our biggest call volume was coming from people who just needed to understand from A to B what an ELD was, and then furthermore, they needed understanding of the regulations. You know, everybody has driven based on experience. You know, if their dad taught them how to drive, or they just started to drive when they were younger, you know, a lot of drivers, I don't know many drivers that have really sat down and combed through the regs. Mm. They got their license and they learned from being on the road, and they didn't necessarily understand the rules to the regulation level. And when you take a whole 2 million drivers, and then force them to the T on the regulation, there becomes a big difference between how you've known to drive and how you've comfortably drove and how you've safely driven and you've kept your logs to now a computer that is interpreting and giving you the absolute as to the regulation. And we had to educate quite a bit to the difference between the pure regulation and, you know, how people were driving before.
Yeah. Right.
You know, that was a huge education jump. So
right.
Very early on, we added tons and tons of staff. We've got tier one support that's really just walking through setups, walking through regulation topics. And then we've got tier two, which really dives into back-end errors on their logs, things that have happened deeper into the software, more technical issues.
Right. We're talking with James McCarthy from VDO Roadlog by Continental. Let's talk about the feedback that your customers are giving you on VDO Roadlog and in terms of the setup, the usage, and that learning process you just touched on just a moment ago.
Yeah, I mean, we've had good luck. I mean, we've had our bumps in the road, but we feel that, we've got a very simple solution. We've got ex-DOT on our tech support staff. We've got ex-drivers in our product management and in our tech support. Again, we're a tier one supplier. We've approached this where we think we've got a very simple and easy to use device. We really looked at this as building something from the ground up, focusing on the owner operator, and then building feature set to build off of. So we go from the owner operator scenario all the way up to 200 truck fleets that we can service with our device. It's wired directly into the truck. There's no issue with Bluetooth connections or anything like that. One of the things that we are really proud of is our tech support. And again, we've got an option with no monthly fees.
Wow.
Where you just buy the device and you're good to go. And one of the things that we're kicking off, if I can do a shameless plug, is one of the things we've noticed with getting all of these calls with people calling us and asking how our device integrates and if we have the same issues or what is our approach? How do we use Bluetooth? How do we hook into their vehicles? Do you have experience with XY vehicle? And one of the things that we've done is we're looking to entice people who are frustrated with their first decision. December was crazy. People were looking just to grab something to become compliant. A lot of people thought, if I just grab something cheap, put it in the cab, it'll get me by, maybe by some act of who knows what, we'll not have to do this, and this will just be a short stint. This will really frustrate the market and everybody, and they'll wipe this clean. So we're looking to help those people out. If you've made a bad decision, if you're super frustrated with the product that you have now, we're willing to give the $100 Visa gift card if you buy a Roadlog and you're coming from one of our competitors. So that's our brand new campaign. One of the things that really frustrates us is when we get a call in and somebody's dealing with another vendor and they're locked into a contract and I'd love to switch vendors and to get on to something that makes more sense for my company, but locked in this contract, and I'd have to pay them $300, and then I'd have to pay you another couple of $100, and, now we're talking about all these expenditures, and, that's really frustrating to hear a driver that just wants a better solution and to be able to focus on driving and making money and getting down the road safe. So we're willing to do that. We're willing to put our money where our mouth is and do a $100 Visa gift card to help you maybe pay off that other device and get it into something that makes more sense to you.
James, if they want to find out more, what's the website?
Our website is VDOroadlog.com, and we've got a great inside sales department, 855-ROADLOG. Either one of those will get you all the information you need, and we'd appreciate the call and to help talk you through ELDs.
James McCarthy with VDO Roadlog. Thanks for your time, James. We'll talk to you again soon.
Eric, have a good one.
Red Eye Radio.